Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there. Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle People, P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And I do mean todo el mundo. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. I'm Kalen Patterson. I'm without Desiree Fletcher. She's got business to do with family. So it's just me hosting tonight. I'm so alone. I miss my co-host, my PIC, my team awesome. But she's got family duties that have to be addressed. And mothers are going to be mothers before they're anything else. And God bless them for it. But the show must go on. And I have a delight. A very delightful topic tonight, which is always fun. And, you know, we don't have bad topics. We've had situations where people were confused, but not really bad topics or bad guests. And this one tonight is just as special because we have Earl Snyder and Terry Witzel, and they are going to be talking about something very special that's come into the arena that I just love. Because if anybody knows me, I'm all about health and fitness. And if anybody's all about health and fitness, they're all about life and living it well. And for some, living it correctly because they're raised up in situations or manners or ideals that are destructive, negative, and they take away from people's existence. And if you grow up in it, you don't really understand it until you're brought out of that and you're put into a situation that transforms you, and that actually happens to be the topic where we're doing talking about transformation and people that have basically stepped in to a lifestyle that they realize is much better for them. They just didn't have the avenues that they did prior because, you know, people say, well, they know better. But you really don't know better until you actually understand everything that's going on. And if you don't understand everything, you do make excuses because you don't truly understand what is happening. Bad health is basically a bunch of bad habits and bad choices that transform your life in a negative way. So they have to basically be walked back from that ledge of bad health and into good health. And this is one of the avenues that can make that happen. And you talk about true freedom to do that. That's done when you can step on stage and really share, you know, that pain, that hurt, that guilt, that doubt, that fear. All of those things are basically shared at that one moment, and they're free. And if you can find out how to be free, then you're really living life. So I'm going to introduce Terry first, ladies first, and then we'll get to Earl, and we'll just have them introduce themselves, and then we'll get the show started.
Awesome. Good, Terry.
Hi, Kalen. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Yes,
I'm here.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Doing great. Thanks so much. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for having us on. We really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Well,
and
and then we'll get to these questions because this is a pretty good topic, and it's also one that's got a lot of questions, hopefully none negative. I don't see any yet, but we're going to break it down. So hopefully if they do have a negative question, it will not show up and we'll just keep on the positive rolls.
I like that for sure. That's for sure. Well, my name's Terry Witzel, guys, and I am an NGA promoter with the NGA. My co-promoter is Earl Snyder, who you'll hear from here in just a second. But we promote on the East Coast out of Pennsylvania. Central Pennsylvania is our main area, and I'm sure everyone's heard of Penn State University. Go Nittany Lions. That's where we're from, and we are heading up the natural bodybuilding arena here in Central PA, and we're really excited about it.
All right, Earl.
Okay, this is Earl of Pearl Snyder. And first of all, KP, just want to thank you and P4P for allowing us to drive this topic of what we're going to be talking about. And again, I mean, it was great seeing you last week. You're all over the place, and you know, you're just an inspiration in itself. So I want to thank you guys. And yeah, our main topic is going to be about transformation division, and we're going to let you know what it is, how it got started, and break it down to where, you know, there's a story for everybody. And I'll let Terry, she's going to start out, and because it starts out with like the bios and the registration. So go ahead, Terry, just tell them a little bit about what we do then.
Is that where we're at, Kaylin?
Go right ahead.
All right. So the Transformation Division that we started actually our first official division at our NJA East Coast Natural Show in September of 2015. And we've been doing it at every show since. How it came to be, I'll give you a little background as to where our thought process was and how we got to this point. Earl and I were traveling quite a bit across the country, honestly, doing a lot of judging, registration, emceeing, tallying, tabulation, scorekeeping for the NGA and a couple of other organizations as well. I'm constantly on the road. And as a result, we ended up, as you can imagine, speaking at length to many, many competitors, hundreds of competitors. And in our registration process, you know, sometimes at some shows it's very rushed and you're trying to get everybody through. But we always tried our best to have conversations with as many athletes as we could. And in doing so, we came across so many compelling stories, really, you know, gut-wrenching things that people had gone through to get on stage. And then we had all of our competitors at all of our registrations filling out their bio forms. And everybody knows, you know, you get the little story that's read as you're coming out on stage, telling a little bit to the audience about who you are. Sometimes there'd be a chance, you know, to tell some compelling stories there. But typically they're pretty quick because we like to get you out on stage and show yourselves off. But when Earl was emceeing a lot, he knew some of those stories that he had come across during our registration process. And so he remembered those, and his mind would be jogged when he was reading the bios. And so these competitors would come out, and they would do their – he'd read their bio. They'd come out there, do their routine, and he would catch them as they're coming off stage, standing at the podium. And basically, you know, having them – can you give us a little bit more insight – you know, as to what you went through, because Earl had known, you know, previously from our conversations what this person had gone through. And so then the athlete would stop, you know, for a minute and really just get into a little bit more of what it took for them to get on stage because their story was so compelling. And Earl started doing this more and more and more up on stage as an MC. And we saw that it was really affecting the audience like crazy. Like that was the part that they were really connecting to, because, you know, a lot of times you have audience, family members and friends, you know, they see what their athlete that they're supporting went through and that's it. They don't see other people's stories of how they got on stage. So seeing what an impact it made to the audience, we also saw what an impact it was making backstage amongst the competitors. You know, you always have that backstage camaraderie, but this really drew out a lot more amongst the athletes as well. So that's kind of how we got started with the transformation.
Yeah, then what we did is, like, on a transformation is that, again, we took it one step further and said, you know what, because it had such an impact, and that we said, you know what, let's start our own division. And it's not about us, it's about the athlete. And you know what, you just see these athletes, like some of the things, the transformation, again, it's been going strong. Just some of the things would be like, like people going through the drug addiction. And Terry's actually, I'll let her talk a little bit about that at our last show. But there's major things like major diseases like cancer, people with depression, you know, some people almost ending their life. There's the last week, abusive marital relationships, and that led to her eating disorder. You know, so they have low self-esteem, even bullying. There are some people that were bullied, being bullied, and then what happened was they just kept with the confidence, and as they got on stage, they just performed, and it was just such an impact. And then, you know, that when they told their stories, people were like standing ovation, crying. So it was really, really awesome.
And that changes, you know, I'm glad you brought up this 2 points, actually three. One is the story that you talk about, because everyone thinks in the audience that the people that get up on stage were just born to get up on stage and they were just fit coming out the womb and nothing ever happened bad, or, you know, you basically just got to walk in the arena and step on stage and get your trophy because that's what God put you on earth to do. And it's so much further from the truth. And the other one is the backstory, where you have people that are coming into life or coming into situations, and this is like groundbreaking stuff for them, because like I said, you're talking to people that really don't dwell in the negative, that really don't stay in situations that are harmful or hurtful to their minds or their bodies. And then you have situations where you don't know where they came from originally, and that's like Earl was saying, you're talking about suicidal individuals. You're talking about people that have been raped or incest. The stories are horrific. And, you know, backstage we get to share that, but we don't share it to the public because we want that person to be able to share that on the time that they choose, not we choose. And, you know, I'll just reference back to Pete, the transformation fellow we had that basically was eye-opening to a lot of our listeners. And his was where he'd been raped by a family member. And it was just hard for him to go through life at 5 and 7 years old and try to, you know, adapt to that, because his mind was just reeling from the trauma that he had suffered. So, you know, we don't know what's going on with people's lives, and we you know, we should not judge. And until we get to know that person, which is what you're doing with the class that you provided, also an outlet for them is to basically keep them from getting into that ledge, basically walking off, and we never get to know that person's story because they took their own life. So, you know, Earl and Terry, this is groundbreaking for me, because it's really important and it's really vital, especially when you consider the spike in suicide that this nation is actually undergoing, and it's frightening what we're dealing with. And if you can save one life with this class, I'm overjoyed. I'll be honest about that.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, going on that, Kaylin, just kind of thinking of, you know, I mean, the athletes themselves, obviously that is just such a tremendous thing that they're doing and being able to share. And that's kind of a therapy in and of itself. You know what I'm saying? For these athletes to get out there and share this publicly. But the other side of it as well, think about this. And this is one thing, is I've been to so many shows, and you, like you had said before, people sit in the audience and they think, oh, these people, they work out all their lives, and of course they can get up on stage because that's all they do, and, you know, done, everything's grand and grand. But you know they're all sitting there at the same time as well going, I could never do that. I have this going on in my life. I went through this. I had this happen to me. I had an eating disorder. I'm to this. I'm to that. I could never, ever, ever. And they're thinking that until we bring some of these transformation people out on stage. And then it hits them. I can do this too. I can bring myself out of the trenches and become a successful, healthy, happy person, just like that person up on stage. I may have the exact same story they do, or my story may be different, but it's a story. And we give them hope that only a natural organization can give someone in an audience hope. to do is to go from negative 1,000 to 100%.
You know, let's step on that for a minute, because that's a very important point, is that only in a natural community can you have an environment like that where it actually would be successful, because in society right now it would not be popular. Because, like I said, whenever you break ground, it's an unknown entity. It might be all throughout the environment, but until it's basically addressed in front of the masses, no one really understands or cares, for that matter. And, you know, I'm not saying care in a careless way, but basically because you don't know to address it. It's like when the mechanic tells you the knocking in your car that you basically thought came with the car, only to find out there's something wrong with the engine. Until you know it fully, you really don't address it, but you'll keep driving that car every day. So you guys bringing this out is big. I mean, huge. Because like I said, there's so much that can come from it. And since all of us are in the natural community and the environment, you know and I know that many of these competitors are still broken. They're still in their basically transformational stage, even though they may appear fit. So that this is a big thing when you can hear someone sharing that kind of pain, that kind of ache, that kind of hurt, and saying, this is why I want to do better. And to have that basically shared en masse to total strangers is some of the best freedom and some of the best groundbreaking stuff for emotional healing, physical healing, and basically burying the past without the intent of having it rise again like a zombie.
Right. And you got to witness, KP, and Terry will tell you that when these men and women and even younger people, when they actually come out and we tell their stories, you just see a glow on their face, like, you know what, they hit the lottery. Like they haven't had that before, you know, and it's just a natural high. And you know what? It's just awesome to just to, it's like a Kodak moment.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, because society shuns on these things, you know, these are the things that are supposed to be hidden. These are the things that are not supposed to be talked about. These are the things that are supposed to be buried and hidden away. And that's the one thing that's keeping people from improving, from becoming successful and becoming the great individuals that they were born to be. So when you have an avenue or you have a doorway or you have a venue where this can be addressed and people can see, I'm not alone. In the natural environment, that's what we're already doing. We're already doing this. Mm-hmm. Now you've actually stepped it up by doing an outreach that's so into the community. I just can't see why we hadn't thought of this sooner. So thank you guys. But it's almost embarrassing.
So Terry, why don't you explain what happens, how, you know, how like when they register as far as on stage and what you do with that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the setting up of the transformation division is really awesome, and it's pretty simple. You know, when we put it out there for registration, we're like, we have your transformation. You will be required to submit a before photo and a story. That's all that's required of this class. And so they submit their story to us, and you know, it's as little and as big as they want it to be, because quite honestly, it makes the same impact. It's their story. So they submit that to me with their before photo. I put together an awesome PowerPoint program. And so what happens with the transformation division, when it comes up, basically the first competitor, I put their before picture up on stage on a projector screen.
Big screen.
So it's large. It's larger than life. All right. And that right there, that's tough. That's the first step. Like, oh, wow. My horrid before picture is up on stage for everyone to see.
And then before she does anything, that pitcher stays up there. The athlete don't come out. The athlete stays hidden.
So their photo is up on stage, on the big screen, and then we tell a little bit about the division first, and then we put their photo up on stage, and then we read their story. We take their the time and read the story slow. Typically, the audience is dead silent. They're listening to the story. You hear gasps. You hear sniffles starting. And we get to the end of the story. We pause. We let them look at the picture 10 more seconds. And then we introduce the athlete. The athlete comes from behind the stage in their suit that they're competing in. And immediately, people start screaming, standing ovation every single time. I have not seen it yet where the whole entire audience stands for each one of these competitors.
Or crying, yep.
And it's just incredible. It's you get goosebumps when it happens.
Yes.
And the competitor, and it almost kind of gets awkward because the audience won't stop. The audience continues to clap and clap and clap and scream, and it's good, and there's like, okay, now, yeah, let's get on with this. So, great, they go off stage, we go to the next competitor, however many we have, and then what happens is my very last screen, I have every competitor up together on one screen in order. They all come back out together, and they stand in front of their life-size, their huge giant-size photo behind them. And so they're each standing in front of their own photo lined up in front. And
wow.
The truth of the reality is it is a bodybuilding show and it is a competition. So, yeah, we judge that too just for the fun of it. just to get the biggest transformation, the biggest from A to B, A to C, you know.
So it's not always who has the best body, it's who made the best transformation.
Yes, and I like the fact, Earl, that you point that out before the announcements are made, so there's no misunderstanding, and there's a clear direction of where you're going with this, because that's important as well. Without direction or guidance, you know, it could be a disaster, because people would be like, you know, they've asked more questions than they care to. Go ahead.
No, you're right, and the judges, people judge, they judge live, and I'll tell you what, they have the work cut out, and then you just see the athletes on stage, like they're holding hands, they're hugging, because they got that connection, because they've all been somewhere. Everybody has a story, and we don't know who that person is, what they went through, and you know what, they all have a camaraderie, and man, when they get and the house just starts like rocking and people just like either crying, standing ovation. That, to me, out of any division, I think that has the most impact on an individual life.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I said basically it's because it's one of those situations where we always say when we see the competitor, oh, I could never be that person. I could never never do these things. But when you see the person that's done the transformation, that's where I'm coming from, or that's where I am right now, or that's what I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to be that better person. And I've always had fill in the blank slowing me down or keeping me from being right where they are now. And that's how you connect with anyone, is when you show them the root of everything that's happening and they can be a part of it. And that's just so special to me because, like I said, when I was talking to those ladies, they were so forgiven without even trying because they were just so elated that they don't have to hold in that demon anymore. Whatever, however many demons you're holding on to, now they're free because you got out and showed the world, that's not me anymore. And how, I mean, for natural bodybuilding, isn't that what health and fitness is all about?
Absolutely.
Now, KP, you ended up interviewing them, and that's something we've never done, like, afterwards. So I can't imagine the effect that that's groundbreaking for you, because we don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you witnessed it when you interviewed them.
But it was one of those where, when God has his hand in anything, it works so well. So like I said, we just had the fellow on the show talking about, like, we didn't know, and I'm sure you guys don't know until they actually show up, their story. Like Terry was saying, we don't know. And
right.
You think you have a bad life. You think you have a bad childhood. But when you hear these people's stories and what's going on with them and how they got through, oh, my goodness. It's so heart-pulling, because you say, they're still here. You know, that they're still trying to make life work and have meaning. And they found a way through natural bodybuilding. And I can't be happier, because I'm saying this is the environment they need to create even better and grow even more. Because we do share that camaraderie. We do share that struggle. And we don't rip people to shreds because of how they're looking. Because, honestly, we all started from that same place. We might end up somewhere different. But we all start
there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right.
KP, just to, just on the last show, and Terry, you can explain this, but we even had the two guys that were drug addicts, and we did, and they,
wow.
You know, and it took a lot for them, and they gave a little story. Terry, if you want to share that just a little bit, because you're coming out with an article, but to look at them, you wouldn't know.
Right, and this is, we find these things out during the show, you know, and who knows, everything is unexpected, and that's what I love about this. Everything is just unexpected, especially from the audience standpoint. It's just an unexpected part of the show. You're just like, holy wow, I mean, geez, their heads are spinning, like, what just happened here? I didn't expect this. And it's the same for us as promoters to find these things out about the athletes. And, you know, like in our last show, we found out that our two of our guys, it was a bodybuilder and a physique competitor. Here they're actually in the middle of their transformation from drug addiction. They're roommates. They're still, you know, basically in the process of recovery. And they're doing it together. And as soon as they came off stage, you know, they're like, thank you so much, you know, for the show and this and that. And then they just blurted it out what they're going through. And I'm like, okay, you guys are next on my list. I'm like, we're getting you coverage. I'm doing an article. I'll be in touch with you. People need to know who you are and what you're about and how you got here and what you went through to get here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing. I was a drug and alcohol counselor for 14 years. So, but these are guys that stepped on stage and gave their story a little bit. And you know what? Again, when I MC, like Terry said, I give them that. You know what? If I can give them a minute of them on stage, not about competing, about what they think, what they went through, just 1 minute, guess what? That means the world to them. And so I think what our shows do, KP, is we don't think we focus on the bodybuilding figure, bikini, physique guys. But guess what? That's not all our show is. Our show is about focusing on the athletes. So it's not about the competitiveness, so to speak, but we shift the focus on the division, like transformation or making someone feel good, you know, giving them the time on stage. So that's different than what a normal bodybuilding show is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and do you know, we have actually had competitors. Our very first show that we did this, we had 8 athletes in the transformation class. And I had a gal who came up to me and said, the only reason I did this show was because I wanted to share my story and I wanted to do the transformation division.
Wow.
She could have cared less about competing.
No.
She, And I'm seeing that more and more. And when you ask, a lot of times we'll ask some of these competitors that do the division, you know, how was the show? Da-da-da. Best part of the show was that transformation division. That meant the most to them, more than anything they've taken home in their hands.
Right.
Okay, we got some questions, so we're going to get to them, and then we'll get back to what we're talking about. But DeAndre says, well, his is more like a testimony, so he's kind of embarrassed. He said he was skeptical about the show and the topic, and it just sounded kind of goofy that you have competition. But he says now he's getting a better understanding of what you guys – well, I'm sorry, where you guys are coming from. And why this is so important. And thanks for making him feel like I'll say a donkey because I can't use the other word that you use.
Right.
But so we're changing some. Now, Sandra, hers is an actual question. Unfortunately, she had, and I'm sure you guys have seen this more than not, but she had a quote-unquote coach that dieted her totally wrong, and she was on the very heavy side, and now she has a lot of loose skin. Would she still be, accepted into the transformation class if you decided to compete? She's out of Ohio.
Oh, my word.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Good, Terry.
Absolutely. Here, the thing of it, I mean, especially with something like that, you know, it's not about your body,
no,
so to speak. It's about your story. And that's what we're trying to get across to people. We're trying to get across to people that we are normal people that went through something incredible or something, you know, compelling or something, anything to get to this stage, regardless of what it was.
And you're proud of what you did. And you're proud of what you did. Nobody knows what you went through. You know, nobody except that person. And when they overcome obstacles, or guess what? They dig deep and say, you know what? They start, their self-esteem starts coming on. And no matter what, like Terry said, we're not interested in what their body looks like. We're interested about that person being positive, where they came from, putting on a suit, board shorts, whatever, and you stepping on stage. To me, that is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So absolutely, absolutely, do the transformation. The only criteria, there are a couple criteria. You have to give a before picture. You have to tell your story. You have to be willing to bear it all on stage.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking the sound of that. Well, she says, thank you. God bless you. Okay, God bless you both. And thanks so much. Okay, and now our next one is from Bill, and Bill's one of our regulars. And he's had a lot of weight loss. And basically he's giving you guys kudos because he's coming from an alcoholic background where basically that was – that was his addiction before the gym, the way he says it. And he just wants to say thank you for making that available. He's not sure when we'll post the link on when you guys will be in the neighborhood, because I know we have the Heart of America that just passed. But I know Aggie's show is coming up. So
we'll be there.
We can see him out there. Yeah. Now, will you both be here for that one, the Jonathan Agin show?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We'll both be coming in. Actually, we come in Thursday, the morning of, and again, that's where we get to meet and greet. Again, when we do registrations, we want to know who the athletes are. We want to make them feel welcome. We want to know their stories. You know, absolutely. And you know what? If you come in early, you could talk to Terry or I. You know, we give you the time of
there
the day,
go.
And it's not about
you
us. It's about you guys.
There you go, Bill. And now, I know in the past there's been seminars, and I'm sure this would be one of those topics that would be wonderful to address when you have the time. Because like Terry said, doing show day it is a rush time because, you know, you do want that person that's prepped and prepared to have that time on stage, and you don't want to take it away by basically saying, this is my show, mm-hmm. so this is my creation. Because basically it's the competitor that did the work that makes right. these things so wonderful. Like I mean, everything you guys are sharing is just saying it's there's so many amazing backgrounds that we've missed in the past. And it's like I said, it just baffles me that we had not thought of this sooner. And I'm thankful that you guys are doing something now, because honestly, we've been backstage, I don't know how many times, and have heard these stories, and it's like, wow, you know. And there's some that I you know, there's some guests that I've had on in the past because they had mm-hmm. such amazing stories. Mm-hmm. I didn't want my ears to be the only ones that heard them. So, again, thank you mm-hmm. guys. This is really big, and I'm loving it because it really, like I said, I'm in love with life. I'm in love with health and fitness. And it hurts me to my heart to hear anyone that says my life isn't good enough to live. And for suicide to be spiking the way it is in this country, any available avenue we can give to save a life, I'm saying is worth it. And when you have people having it done in a healthy and fit way, that's icing on the cake. And I guess with the transformation, I shouldn't use that reference, but, you know, I'm still saying it's a big deal, and we need things available of this nature.
You know what, KP, not to interrupt, but if anybody out there listening, anybody, has any negative thoughts, actions, thinking about, I'd say, maybe suicide, whatever, you know what, you reach out to Terry, you reach out to myself or any of us in the Natural Bodybuilding Organization. You know what? We're here for you guys.
Yeah. And it's not a slogan. I mean, like I'm saying, when Terry said it, in the natural community, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Because this is actually who we are. I don't need a
right.
sales
mm-hmm.
pitch. I don't need to be, you know, have this certain identity where I have to look down on any part of society. So when we speak, we can actually speak with the availability of backing up everything because it's our life. And that is different in the enhanced community because there has to be a sales pitch. There has to be a selfish part of that nature because basically you're talking a whole different mindset of doing and, well, I don't want to say living, but doing and being, you know, and where we are who we are. And like Dennis Green said, we are who we are, and that's who we thought we are because we work at it every day. I mean, like, Earl's going to be Earl, Terry's going to be Terry, and Kaylin's going to be Kaylin because that's who we've always been. So,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not like you'll see it.
Yeah.
Because I know when I saw you guys, there was a conversation happening just because we share so much before we even open our mouths. When you can
right.
see around
right.
that, yeah, the table filled up, and, you know, where we had a four-seat table, next thing you know, it's six and eight people around, but it's just that kind of environment
mm-hmm.
and that
yeah.
kind of community. So that's a blessing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, and the one thing I was going to say is that whoever's listening, and somebody tells you can't or tells you anything negative, guess what? I don't care if it's a doctor that says, you know what, you won't be, or somebody, some other professional says, you know what, you won't be able to lift again, you won't be this. You know what? We got so many successful transformation athletes that they were told, that, you know what, you won't be able to lift, you shouldn't be able to walk, da da da.
Yes.
Guess what? They're there, they're healthy, it's a positive lifestyle, and there they are on stage.
Yes. And, you know, I can hand and piggyback that because I know that very thing where my life is not going to happen, used to living like this and get used to being this certain way. And it was the furthest thing from the truth, and I never believed it.
And, KP, you know, people don't know this, but I'm going to put you on the spot, but you have one heck of a story, and I mean, I don't know if you've ever shared it, but you're a testimony in itself from where you came through from, what you went through, and yet you've been on stage. I mean, and then right now you're like one of the most positive people that I know in the natural fitness industry. But you know what? That's what people see, but they actually don't know you because you shared that with me, and I appreciate that. You in itself.
Well,
you know?
Earl, you got me so confused I can't even get your name right. What Earl is sharing is
you don't have to share
it. Is we all have a story. We all have a story, and I was one of the most broken, shy individuals until somebody decided that my life wasn't worth their freedom, and they decided, you know, that they were going to take my life by hook or by crook, and which happened to be by running me over because a drunk driver had basically struck me and decided to finish it all. So my body was very, very busted up and broken. Broken arm, broken legs, broken ribs, collapsed lung, dislocated collarbone, shoulder and elbow. So you just run the gambit. Blood pressure, 298 over 256. I mean, everything says I should not be here. And yet, here I am. And like Earl was saying, for me to step on stage, and when I talk about freedom, I'm not saying it from someone else's point of view or what I heard or what I think. This is what I know. Because I can always go back to that day in that hospital, and I can always see that person that basically has no chance of living and just don't believe it. Like Earl's saying, you don't have to believe that. I mean, even if you don't make it to the stage, you still make it to a better place. And the transformation now gives you that opportunity to make it to the stage because you do get to share all of that hurt, that pain, all of that stuff that you pin up because society doesn't want to hear it. This is the time now, and this is the availability to have that happen. And, you know, Harold, thank you for putting me on the spot. But it is something you can really smile now. And, you know, we both laughed and smiled because of it. Because, like you said, I don't have to be here. This chance exactly that. You know, if honestly I look back and I say, if that moment doesn't happen, maybe I'm not the open individual that we're having on the show. Maybe I'm not the person that everybody can smile around because I realize no matter what's going on in life, you still have a life to live. And you're not dead. And you can make a difference. And you can reach out. And you can open up. And you can share. I mean, like, when you guys were sharing what you were sharing at the after party, and thank God for after parties because, you know, that's the winding down and that's basically getting to know the rest of the story. And I think that's what we love about the fitness family is that we've got so many – I mean, I say the fitness community is ginormous but very small because everybody is so closely intertwined with each other. So I'll let you guys talk, and I just rambled on far too long.
Well, you know, another quick side note that I wanted to talk about, too, was more on the, you know, I mean, the athlete absolutely benefits, you know, from this division and what we're able to give them this outlet. But also on the other side, I always am thinking about, even if it's one person in that audience that can connect. Not that person in the audience is going to get on stage, but even if it's one, and guess what? You know it's more than one. You know there's a half a dozen, if not more, people sitting in that audience that are hearing that and seeing it and going, I have 100 pounds to lose. I've been through cancer. I've been raped as a child. I'm right now dealing with drug abuse. I'm having an issue too. And if they up there can do it, I can do it. Giving that, giving other people hope, giving these normal people the to identify with, that can identify with us, because so many times they feel like they can't identify with us on stage. But guess what? You can. And so it's affecting literally everyone inside the venue.
Very good point. Terry, hold on. Sam, Jake, Rod, and Luke all want me to apologize to you for saying your last name incorrectly. I said Witzel, it's Weitzel. So I apologize, guys.
Oh,
take it easy.
How sweet is that?
Yeah, my bad.
They must know me.
Yeah. Well, my mistake.
No worries.
And
that's my transformation story. People have been saying my name wrong forever.
Well, they call me.
I can talk about it now.
I'm not ashamed to fix it. So I do apologize. And yes, I talked when I said Earl's name wrong. So you guys can't get me on that one. But anyway, we still have a show to do. And you know, Earl, I just want to get your background, because a lot of people are used to you being a judge, and they're hearing you say you're an MC, so maybe they haven't don't know the whole story of what you do. Now, you're also a well-known natural bodybuilder and many times champion. So, you know, just enlighten them on what you do. And, Terry, the women are asking for the same from you. So basically, just give a quick bio of yourselves and your transformations.
Yeah, just
sure. Well, we'll save that. Why don't we save the best for last? Let me go first. I don't have that much about myself. And thanks, guys, for asking so much. I just turned 50 last year, and my entire life went off. And here's my little story.
No.
What?
No. No, I got, oh, my God, O-M-G-A-W-D. Well, I can't say that word. You got to be effing kidding me. I think they've been watching your pictures on the links that we've shared. Unbelievable. She can't be telling the truth. What kind of transformation are you guys doing? Okay, we're getting like a whole list of I don't think they believe it is what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say.
If I need to screenshot my driver's license, I will. But actually, I'm closer to 51 now. So anyway, I owned a gym. I owned a cardio fitness classes gym for about 5 years. And Earl actually recruited me as a bodybuilder, as he does so well. Hey, you would be good on stage. And, you know, did the whole, you know, oh, no, not me. I like cardio too much. So got into it. And bottom line, like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll give it a try. So, I got my NGA pro card was back in 2013 in Warren Agabu's Mr. and Mrs. Natural Philly show in Philadelphia. I got my master figure pro card on a 2-week-old torn ACL 2 weeks before my show.
Wow.
And so there I was walking out on stage with a bum leg that all gave out on me every step I took. I got my pro card. And so needless to say, surgery and all that, so I was out of the game for a while. But I came back, and I did get my Open Pro and Masters Pro figure. So that's me. I now work in the automotive industry, and I love the bodybuilding world, and I judge and tally and score and register, and I do this transformation class because I love doing it. That's me in a nutshell. Now on to bigger and better things. We'll let Earl take the stage.
Stop it.
She's a NGA communications executive, but she does a lot, and like I said, that's my co-promoter. But anyway, I'm Earl the Pearl Snyder. Just real short. I've been very, very blessed in my career. I was able to win the Mr. Universe 2 times. First one was over in France, and the second one was in Spain, and competed in over 15 different countries for the USA, which I feel very blessed to have that opportunity and to get to see parts all around the world. And then my last show was the NGA Pro Worlds in New Jersey, thanks to Paul Omar. And then about last year, I announced my retirement. I mean, could I still compete? Yeah, but you know what? We enjoy helping other people, so it's like passing the torch. So my focus is and going around and helping promoters. Actually, we're booked 23 weekends out of the year just to help promoters, like Terry said, registration, judging and stuff, and working with clients, pros and amateurs. So I'm enjoying more of that aspect as well as into the board of the NGA. So, yeah, I've had a nice, blessed career. I mean, I go on about my titles, but I just say the main ones were the back in the day, I won the NPC Nationals, got my IPB Pro card, being natural. So not too many people could say that.
No.
So,
not being honest.
That's just – what's that?
I said they could say it, but they wouldn't be honest.
Right, right. And then I'm also getting ready to retire from the government. Next month I'll have 29 years in corrections. So that's my real job.
When do you find the time?
Hold on.
We got Simon. Oh, wow. He's from Nigeria. Simon wants to know, to represent your country, does that take on an Olympic-type feel, or, you know, is it different in natural bodybuilding?
No, actually, it's a good question, Simon. It's actually more like the Olympic stage, because we have the USA clothing. We have to march. There's times we had to march with the sign, the USA. You know, we've had a captain, and I've been blessed to be like the captain, quote unquote, a few times. But when you're up there, your whole team weighs in, your whole team like does the drug testing. But when you're on stage, you're actually represented as the USA. And actually, in overseas competition, they have a team title, and it's based on your routine. So all five members have to do a routine together. So, and actually, the 1 year that we kicked butt was when Ronnie Coleman, yeah, Mr. Olympia, when he was on our natural team back in 94. So, yeah, it's a real honor to represent, to be, say, you know what, I'm representing the United States in the universe of the World Championships. It's an honor, and I'm very blessed to have been in that position.
Well, there you go. And that's truly, it's always something special to represent your country. And that national anthem takes on a whole different meaning when you realize you're representing your country for the world. And I said that wrong, before the world. I have yet to do that for bodybuilding, but I had the opportunity to do that in basketball, and it's just
Wow.
They understand that love for country. But another question is, this is from Alex and from Jacob, and they said, what do we mean by some people claim to be natural, but they're lying? And, you know, that's the whole point. Well, that's actually a whole nother show. But, you know, we'll just touch on that for a minute. And that's basically why we have drug testing, because there are some people that cheapen themselves enough to cheat and call it competing. And, I'll let you guys, since you're the pros on this, address that, and then I'll piggyback it.
Yeah, just, I mean, like when you're at a, and I'll give you an example, like when I've been overseas, they give the urine test, urine analysis, and they actually have two guys, one on each side of you. They escort you off the stage. they escort you into a restroom. They watch you, and that so that doesn't leave their hands. And then I've also been to some shows that actually do the polygraph in the beginning, and you place in the top three, you're getting your analysis. So, and then when you compete, like every 3 or 4 or 6 months, like I'll be honest with you, every time I went overseas, it was random. And I've never once got skipped over. Every time I was over there, I got tested. So to me, it's like a compliment. Like, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Bring it on. So that's my experience, and if you can sit there and say, you know what, I'm good with what I'm doing, you know. So what do you think, Terry?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the question was I don't know. I think, Kaylin, I think maybe you said it, that some people claim to be natural.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what? Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's just life. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, there's no way around that. It happens. You have people on a, you know, of course, in most natural organizations, the drug testing is stringent enough, you know, that you do, the people that are on stage are drug free. It's because of the drug testing, because their laws are so strict. But in non-tested organizations, they're not necessarily required to have drug tests, or maybe they don't have very high tests or whatever. You can compete as not natural, and yet there's the stigma that you don't really want to admit it. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, we're okay with you. If that's what you choose to do, it's okay. Nobody's judging somebody who chooses not to be natural. It's just that a lot of times people choose not to admit it.
Yes, there you go. That's it in a nutshell. And, you know, the thing, and, you know, I put the onus on so many promoters because I learned the dirty side of the untested organizations that claim natural status shows, and basically they invite natural athletes, and those are the ones, like Earl's saying, are going to get tested. So, you know, it's a sham, and, you know, it's sad that people are claiming, like Perry's saying, a status that doesn't exist in their world, but it does exist in ours. And, you know, to me, I said it's like, you know, having a whole bunch of rules for soccer, and then you find out you're playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be ready for that.
Right.
When they
step
on the field.
Yeah.
So it's just not
fair.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's not right. And you know, I mean, that's one thing that, you know, as with the NGA, that we take such pride in, and we get a lot of flack from other organizations because we do not let people in unless they have proof that they've passed their drug test. And, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that we have to maintain our integrity as an organization. And that is one of the main things to claim a natural organization. That's the main thing. We have to be strict on our drug testing. We can't just say, oh, well, Joe Schmo tested me, you know, a month ago, or I got tested at this show in you know, Illinois or whatever, but there's no proof, but so-and-so can say I took it. It's not good enough. It's not. If you want to continue to claim as a natural organization, verbalization of, oh, yeah, they passed, is just not good enough, and we're never going to give in, and we'll continue to take that flack from other organizations, no matter what it takes. If you can't prove to us you've passed the test, you are not coming in. I mean, it's that simple. And other organizations are lax on it. We are not, and we're never going to be.
Dang, Earl, you didn't tell me we had a tiger on the line. Wow.
At the end of the day, you got to live with the decisions that you make. Everybody has choices. If you have to feel good about the choices you make. You know, again, we don't condone, but for every choice, there's consequences, whether it's good or bad.
Exactly. And, you know, I've said this, and, you know, I said, when I was back drinking, back in the day when I was drinking, and I said, you know, I could sit there and deny all the alcohol I consume, and it doesn't change anything that I've done to my body. It's still going to be the way it is because of the abuse I did with alcohol. So, you know, I just don't understand why people can't face that truth. Because, yeah, it's embarrassing, and, yeah, I'm ashamed of it. But it doesn't make me any less man now by saying, yeah, that was me. Like Earl said, you make a choice. So, okay, guys, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna address this, and I'll let the pros go at it again. But if you decide to use drugs, you're only cheating someone else. You know the truth. You're cheating everyone else from the truth. And that's a cheat that you really can't explain physically or mentally because you don't even grasp how bad you're doing yourself and everyone around you. It has nothing to do with state. It has nothing to do with anything other than you've made a moral choice to deceive and lessen yourself, deceiving and lessen others. So I'll let the pros weigh in on that, and we'll wrap this show up.
Yeah, I mean, like that's exactly what you're saying, KP. You're hitting home, and you're not only cheating other people, but you're cheating yourself. Like, you know what? There isn't anything good that can come out of taking drugs. As a matter of fact, you cut your life short. I mean, in the long run, as opposed to doing things the healthy, natural way. Because guess what? When you do things what the natural body can do, guess what? It makes the mind vibrant. It makes the muscles vibrant, not putting anything fake in it. You know, it's like I consider like Breyer's ice cream, all natural. You know what I mean? Those are people that are going to hang in there and compete 40s, 50s, 60s and on plus.
Yeah, and have that option. To still have that option. Yeah, your body isn't so beaten and wrecked from drug abuse. And before Terry comes on, I just say, the mental beating that you do upon yourself by denying yourself the truth, even though you know it, is harder than most of the drugs you're consuming because you never get any rest. There's no peace of mind. And because you can live in that doesn't make you outstanding. That makes you tough as nails. But you also become hard as concrete because nothing can penetrate it and get you through to the truth. So, like I was saying, you're talking about your life. And if you look at your life, don't look at it like an electric outlet. Look at it like a battery. You can play the volume up to a 10 or 100, and your life expectancy drops. You can run toward the middle, and your life expectancy goes to the full length, or you cannot really dial it up at all, and it starts to corrode and fall apart. So if all these things play what you do in life, and if you're not doing it correctly, you will suffer. And you know, like the transformation plan, and the transformation division gives you a chance to kickstart that battery to work the way it should. And now I'll pass it to Terry and shut up.
Well, honestly, I mean, just you guys said it all great, but you know what? If they've made the choice to do that and maybe they regret it, maybe they wish they hadn't done it, we natural organizations are here for you 7 years later. Come try us out.
There you go.
The drug test. There you go. 7 years drug free. We will take you. Life doesn't end just because you took drugs. You can get out. There is an out. We got you 7 years.
There you go. Well, you know, any further information on the transformation class that we might have missed?
No, just like what we talked about, I think, for the Terry speakers, if anybody's out there listening and you're not sure, like I said, even just try out a transformation. I mean, that might, guess what? That's one stepping stone towards your goal, you know? So, you know, reach out to us. We're here to help you.
Yep, I agree. Just be on the lookout. We do have the NGA Natural Magazine is coming out in June, and we have a great article on the Transformation Division itself. Just seeing it in print, and there's going to be a photo in there of one of our couple of the competitors that competed in the division. But you know, ask your promoter if they don't have it in their show to put it in. And you know, I don't think we ever really said, you know, in a lot of the show, you've got to pay to register, you've got to pay to compete in this class, you got to pay another fee to compete in this class. Never, ever would we take a penny from anybody to compete in the transformation class.
Nope.
It never costs a thing.
Nope.
Wow.
It's worth $1 million, but we take nothing.
Wow. That is news. Wow.
It's that important. It's that important.
But, I definitely got to say this because I just got goosebumps. I know, and you know, we deal in an information society, and there's plenty of people looking for a sales pitch, and there's plenty of people throwing stuff out there. This isn't a sales pitch. I can actually speak on behalf of both these individuals, and they're very passionate about what they do. And they mean it with their hearts because their hearts are already in it from the beginning. This is not something they said, hey, this is something we can do to market ourselves better. They said, hey, this is something we can do to help. And that's a whole different, it's the same foundation, but it's a whole different platform. And you want to change lives for the better, and that happens with the transformation class or division. I keep saying class because I put them in a class by themselves because, like I said, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah, you really don't know. And like Terry said earlier, you just don't know that story. And before we go, Terry, I just got to say, nobody believes you're 50. That's just amazing. But that speaks well of the outlet that is natural bodybuilding, exercise, and good health and fitness. Because I remember Phil Ricardo Jr. telling me in Virginia all those many years ago, he said, bodybuilding is the fountain of youth, and if people would just drink from that instead of everything else, they'll have a much better life.
So true.
So no one's going to believe you. I can't convince them. I got the chat room just going nuts, and everybody's saying, you know, Caleb,
I don't know. I mean, do I need to send a picture? Do I need to send a picture of my driver's license? Is somebody going to steal my identity there if I do that? I don't know.
No, they got a chance to see your competition picture, and they're just not accepting. You know, no way. Okay, here's one from Carl, Sam, and Linda. They said, no way makeup can cover that if she's got to be younger than 50. There's no way she's 50. Come on, Kaylin, you dropped the ball. You're making it feel like it's a holiday or a joke. So I said, no, we're all on the same page. She is saying her age. Most women would not even admit that. I said, the fact that she can do that is speaking about the person she is in herself. So I'm not convincing them. It's not going to happen on this show because we're coming to an end. But thank you guys so much. Before we go, and I say we because, you know, Des might not be on the show, but she's still always in our hearts. We give the guests a chance to give shout-outs and, you know, links for coverage or ways to contact you and just basically what's going on for you now and in the future. So ladies first, again, with Terry, and then we'll finish with Earl.
Sure, absolutely. You guys can hook up with us on Facebook, Terry Weitzel, Earl Snyder, but you can also get to us through our show page, which is on Facebook, NGA East Coast Natural and Hot Bodies International. And our website is NGA East Coast Natural. That showcases all the shows that we have throughout the year. And, of course, nationalgym.com. That's where it all started.
Yeah, that's and then you can reach us through any of those, even our show email, like she said, ngaeastcoastnatural.com. So reach out. If anybody has any questions, please reach out. We're here to help you guys. Again, it's all about you guys.
Yeah, and then one more thing. If you want your promoter to put the transformation into their show and maybe they're not quite sure how to go about it, hook them up with us. We'll help them out.
Yes.
Yes. And Andy and his wife have a great website and great ways to get the links are very simple to Uber. So that's a big plus when you're not too computer savvy or tech savvy. But Earl, one last question, and this is from Bill again. And he says, is that the guy that does the splits on stage?
Yes, I ain't gonna deny it. Yes. Yeah, that's me.
Is he human? Okay, is he human? That's robotic. I would not be a man that close. Okay, Bill, way to share. Wow.
That's awesome.
Okie doke. That's a heck of a way to end the show. One last thing about the suicide prevention. Earl was not kidding when he said that, and I am not either. No one should, be so miserable in life that they should want to take their own. And he was not saying that in jest. He was not saying that to basically fill some sound space for the show. He was dead serious. And I can definitely piggyback him on that one, and I can definitely confirm that he was very – he said that in all seriousness. So, Earl, thanks so much for even putting it out there. And I know Terry feels the same way, as do I. But we are all in this to make your lives better. And I know there's a lot of people that hear this so much that it'll just basically bounce off of them like Rain-X on a windshield. But it is that serious, and we do take life, health, and fitness that serious. So no one be afraid to reach out. Again, Perry, Earl, thanks so much. I have to ask, because there were certain questions I could not ask because this was a transformation show, but since you guys were both into judging, they had asked some questions that were dealing with that. But like I said, that's a whole other show. If you guys would not mind coming back on sometime in the near future and speak to the judging, because, we're in the competition season, and there's some new criteria, and people just aren't really grasping how important it is. So if we could set something up in the future, I don't want our listeners to think we didn't we were ignoring that question. It's just that it wasn't on topic, and I didn't want to go off topic and basically not get all these questions answered that dealt with that. So is that something you guys could do?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That would be fun.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you both. And this is really important, and I'm really happy that we could be the show that covered it first, because I'm really liking where that's going, because it's so important right now. I mean, it's always important, but it's just so important right now, because, like I said, with the information that I've seen and been given and have shared on my page, people are not happy with their lives. And for everyone that speaks out, there's 5,000 that are waiting for that one to speak out. So Thanks for making a difference, guys. Thanks for caring enough to share what can be and the possibilities of the future of true health and fitness, and not just what we see on magazine covers.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for letting us share.
Thank you, Kaden.
Oh, thank you guys both. And I hope you have a blessed night. I've got to get to the gym. I've got a leg press with my name on it, and so I can eat that steak later on.
And you come to the right. Gym, you'll get some venison.
There, oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. It's a date. It's a date. And we'll talk about your show since we didn't get a chance to cover that on this one on the next time we have you two on. Thank you guys so much. Have a blessed night. And just, really thanks. I really appreciate this. And I hope all the listeners truly enjoy that Terry is really not 50. You guys are terrible. Anyway, we have a great show. Maybe we can convince them next time. You guys have a great night, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thanks, Kaden.
God bless. Take care.
All right. Just amazing people. And just to even come up with that concept is just awesome. And God bless them. And Des, you know you missed. Snickerdoodle just ain't the same without my PIC. It's just, I love the protein. I do, but when you talk about support, when you talk about a compatriot, when you talk about somebody that's in your corner, you miss them. And anybody that's had great support is always cherished. And if you don't know how to cherish the people when they're around you, you won't understand what I'm talking about right now. So, Des, have fun with the family. Earl and Terry, have a great night. And I'll get to the gym and get fit. So, everybody, this is Kaden Patterson standing in for Des. We are...